From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. More than 150,000 American soldiers are spending Christmas in Iraq. Many bases are draped in holiday decorations and are serving up ham, candied yams, and other holiday treats. Some service members, of course, are too busy to celebrate. North of Baghdad, there were two suicide bombings today. At least 30 people were killed, and more than 80 others were wounded. At a patrol base near the city of Iskandaria, south of Baghdad, soldiers got a short break for a holiday meal inside a former hideout of al-Qaeda in Iraq. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson spent the day with those troops, and she joins me now. Hello, Soraya. What did the troops at Kelsey Patrol Base do on this Christmas Day?
Well, they were very busy building this base. They only opened it a few days ago, and it's very important that they get themselves established there. And now that the weather is cold, they're sort of on double time here to try and create structures in which they can live. So at the moment, most of them are living inside their vehicles, or they're inside this crumbled, basically this former al-Qaeda hideout that's been bombed. They still have the al-Qaeda script on the wall. That particular structure only has three rooms in it, so they can't fit everybody in there. So they're very busy trying to establish their presence in what was a very strong al-Qaeda area just even a few weeks ago.
Any sign of Christmas cheer today among this group?
Yes, it was amazing what they were able to do. I mean, they were, I think, pretty upbeat because the fact that they were able to drive al-Qaeda out a few weeks ago. And so what they were doing was standing around makeshift fire pits. They were singing or making up Christmas carols. And then when the colonels were flying around to greet the troops for the holidays and lift their spirits, they brought some MP3 players, and so they actually played real Christmas carols. And some hot meals were trucked in for them, so they were able to sit down around the fire and have some food. But most of the day they spent working, and they were actually telling me they were pretty glad for that because it made them miss their families less since they were busy.
Now, you say that they're in that this base is actually a former hideout for al-Qaeda in Iraq, and there are signs of that there. Is al-Qaeda in Iraq still a problem in this part of the country just south of Baghdad?
Yes, even though they are sort of in hiding at the moment, there were certainly signs that there was a lot of concern that that they're going to reemerge any moment. There was a threat of a vehicle-borne IED, or basically a car bomb, and so they were on the lookout for that. They were on patrol, basically going from house to house, because some of the residents have started coming back to this area, and they were asking the residents questions to try and find out whether these were friends or foe. So it's still there's still a big threat here, and they're working on trying to eliminate that so that people can start moving back into their homes.
Mm-hmm. This is, I gather, a largely Sunni Muslim Arab area. Are American commanders having any success there in getting the local Sunnis to join in the fight against al-Qaeda in Iraq?
Yes, definitely. This Kelsey Patrol Base is one of four that is attached to the main base here outside of Iskandaria. And so I went to another one of those bases today that was established a few months back, and where the Sunni sheikhs and also Shia sheikhs in the area, because there are some Shias here, they have been coming and meeting with the colonels and the captains to talk about what can be done to help them, and they've set up these concerned citizen patrols, these civilian patrols. And in fact, today, Lieutenant Colonel Tim Newsom went and met with some of these sheikhs here on Christmas Day. They wished him a Merry Christmas, and he ate lamb with them, broke bread with them, and then they discussed the names of militants that they were concerned about in the area, and another 100 to 200 new volunteers who want to sign up for these concerned citizen patrols.
Well, the big question for all Americans when they think about the war in Iraq is it possible for U.S. troops to leave anytime soon? What would happen there if the U.S. forces left?
Well, I think the way they're building these bases right now, the intention is that they're certainly going to be here for a year. And then the colonel was telling me the plan is eventually to turn this over to Iraqi army and Iraqi police so that people see that it's their government taking care of them and not the Americans.
It's NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson at a patrol base near the city of Iskandaria in Iraq. Soraya, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You're welcome.